continuing now in the laws of prayer, and we're up to chapter 89, and we're going to do subsection 4. So we're saying like this: Asur la'adam lis'atzig b'tzrochav koydam tfilas yudches b'shachar. A person is not permitted to occupy himself with his personal needs before you do the Amidah, before you do the Shemona Esrei, before you pray to God. You're not permitted to go ahead and take care of your own stuff. You can't take care of your own stuff before taking care of God. Kidei sheleyifanei libei l'shum dover ad sheyispavos. In order that you shouldn't direct your heart to anything before you daven. I mean, you could say, listen, I'm going to just do this, do that. It doesn't take up my mind. But he says, don't do any occupation before you daven. First daven, do Shemona Esrei, and then go do what you need to do. But some are lenient. After they said the morning blessings, before they say Baruch Shomar, which is the place you can't speak after that, once you say Baruch Shomar, so before that they are accustomed to be lenient, so they'll do that part and then they'll go do some of their needs, what they need to do. But this is not proper. This isn't correct. This is not the right thing. It is also prohibited to go to travel, to journey somewhere until you daven. You have to first daven the Amidah, and only afterwards you should travel. The exception is if you're going with a group of people. Now, especially in the olden days, they used to go with a shayora. Shayora is a, people would get together, they'd travel through forests, and there was a fear of bandits and other things, so people wouldn't travel by themselves. They would wait like a group of people together, so that they can, fight back if there's somebody that attacks them. But until the time of... unless you have, you can't daven, then you can go out with them if they're not going to wait for you. But other than that, you should daven first. If it's not going to wait, then tennis law is not going to wait for you. Now today, sometimes we have a problem because people go to work. It's still dark. They can't daven. They can't even do the. They can't daven beforehand because they go to work before then. So they have a problem. They have to daven at work, or sometimes they daven early. It's you have to figure out. With daven Chabad is not a problem because over here we daven late enough always. But in the other shuls, what time they daven is kind of difficult. You know, they have to make with the tefillin when to say the Shema and when to do the Amidah. So, okay. Subsection 5. Hey. Now he says, Osru Chachomim Lecha Lelishtos Mishaola Amdashachar Achi Yispalel Yudchas. The Chachomim prohibited for people to eat or to drink, starting from when dawn comes up, when this starts, starting with dawn, until after you do the prayer of the 18, until you do the Amidah. You can't eat beforehand. B'somchu isur zeh, and they leaned this prohibition, they found a verse to lean it on. In other words, they interpreted the verse to mean this, even though that's not literal translation. The words doesn't really mean, but they leaned it on it, meaning it's similar to it. So they translated. It says, "Al mashakosu." The pasuk says, "Lo tochlu al hadom." You shall not eat on the blood. This is in Vayikra, in chapter 19, verse 26. So over there it says, "You shall not eat on the blood." What does it mean? You shall not eat on the blood. This is also, there's various interpretation over there with the korbanos, without bringing a korban, or before the Eber Menachai, as we learned in this week's Parsha, also in Parshas Noach about it, but various interpretation. But in this context, it is koloimar, lo yisoichlu koidem shetispalalu al dimchem. Don't eat prior to praying for your blood, which is lo yisoichlu al hadom. Don't eat before the blood, before you, while you still have your blood. In other words, you have not yet prayed for your blood, you have not prayed for your life. First pray for your life, for your dam, for your life. Dam represents your blood, represents your life. First you must pray about your life, and then you can go eat. one who eats and drinks and davens after eating and drinking. So the verse says about that person, which is in Malachim Aleph, in Perik Yudalet, Pasik Tes, V'oisi Hishlachto Achar Goyvecha. The verse says that me you have thrown behind your back, Al Tikra Goyvecha. Don't pronounce it, don't read it as your body, Shemashma Kol Tzorche Gufach, which means all the needs of your body, Elo Geyecha. But rather as arrogance, a language of gaive. Me, you've thrown back after you've become arrogant. What does that mean? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what God is saying, La'achar sha'achal v'shosa zeh, after you have eaten and drinking, v'nizgah, and you have become arrogant, you know, you've fulfilled, you know, you've done all your needs, kibul olav el machal shemayim, then he accepts upon himself the yoke of heaven. So you full on a full stomach, you know, you're full and you're, I guess, become arrogant because of your fullness, and then you go and pray. So that's not right. So don't eat or drink before you daven. However, so for that reason, l'fikach, because of this, mutar lishtis maim koydam atfilo, you are permitted to drink water before the davening, af al pi shehem tzorcha guf, even though it needs, the body needs it, so you're still taking care of your body before Hashem. That's okay. Why? Hoil v'loy shayich bahem gaiva, because there's no arrogance with water. It's just simple. It doesn't fill you up in the stand that makes you haughty. Bafilu b'shabes v'yomtiv. Now he says like this: even on Shabbos and Yomtiv, shetzorich lekadosh al hakoyis lifnei asuda. Shabbos and Yom Tov, before you have a meal, you must make Kiddush. Right? Still, Eina Kiddush Oysre Melishtos Koydem Tefilas HaShachar. So the Kiddush does not prohibit you from drinking before the morning prayer. Kivon She'adayin Le'igia Zmanei. For the time has not yet arrived. The time for reading, for Kiddush has not arrived. So you can drink without making kiddush, because before davening there's no kiddush then. She'ein kiddush ela b'makom suda. Because the kiddush is only when there's the place of the meal, which means when you're eating. That's why you always have to have either mezonos or challah or bread to go along with the kiddush. So that's where you make kiddush. But but it's impossible for him to eat anything before the morning prayer. He's not allowed to eat. So it means that before Shacharis, since he's not allowed to eat, it's not the time for Kiddush, because there's no Suda then. There's no meal then. And because there's no meal, because he's not allowed to eat then. And since there's no meal, there's no Kiddush. And since there's no Kiddush, it's okay for you to drink. So it's telling you, if you take a drink Shabbos morning, even though you should normally need to make Kiddush first, but in this case, it'll be okay. Further, even all types of food and all types of drinks that it does apply to them, the idea of arrogance, of boastfulness, of being full and hori, but if it's necessary for a medicine, then you're allowed to eat and drink. Because if you're using it as a medicine, we don't apply their arrogance over there, because it's for medicine. But if you're hungry or you're thirsty, then it's prohibited. So that's considered. If you're hungry, that's prohibited. Unless, a stipulation here, and we rely on this stipulation all the time, unless he cannot direct his mind in his prayer till he eats or he drinks. In other words, he's not going to feel, he's not going to be able to daven. So you're going to prohibit him from davening, he's not going to be able to daven. Even nowadays, we don't have anyway intense. So you can say, let him be hungry, so you're not going to be mekaven, because you anyways don't have too much kavana, you anyways don't have too much intent. You know, people's mind is anyways floating all over the place, so he's not really intent. So why should you eat? It's because you don't have kavana, but you anyways are not going to have kavana. A person wants to eat and drink in order that he should have kavana, he has the right to do so. That's the basis of the Chabad tradition, that we do specifically drink a coffee and a piece of cake or something, and before the davening. Now, he doesn't address right now over here very clearly what about the time of Kiddush. But since he's eating it, but it seems that the previous ruling still applies. Even if you're going to eat cake now, it's still not the time of Kiddush, because it's not the time of the meal. It's not the time of the Kiddush, because you're not allowed to eat that. Well, you are eating it, but you're only eating it because you're an exception, because you're eating it to be able to daven. The time of Kiddush is not then, so therefore you can eat. That's why when we eat in the morning, we're not going to have to make Kiddush over there, because it's not the time of Kiddush. The Kiddush time is after the davening, when you can have a meal. There's no meal over there, so it's not the Kiddush time. The fact that you do eat over there because you're hungry and you can't daven and you want to have kavana, you want to have intention when you're davening, that does not make it the time of Kiddush or the time of the meal, because that's not the time of the meal, not the time of Kiddush. So that's the reason, that's the basis that we make, that we will eat something before the davening, so that we can daven with a kavana. There is also a story told about one of the Rebbetzin Rivka. She was the wife of the Rebbe Maharash, of the fourth Lubavitcher Rebbe. We don't have a picture of him. So that was her father-in-law. That was the Tzemach Tzedek, the one, the third one. Yeah, he was her father-in-law. And his son was the Rebbe Maharash, the seventh, youngest of the seven sons of his boys. So his wife, the Rebbetzin Rivka, she was ill. And the doctor told her that the first thing in the morning she has to eat to get her energy back. But being that she was a very pious woman, so she didn't want to eat before she prayed. She prayed every day, but she didn't want to eat before she prayed. But the doctor instructed her to eat before she prays. So what is she going to do? So she got up earlier in the morning than it's to pray, so that she can eat at the regular time in the morning. Her father-in-law heard about it, and he told her, very interesting, he said the saying, it's a very famous saying. He said to her, it's better to eat so that you can pray than to pray so you can eat. Because she was praying earlier so she could eat in time. He says, better eat to pray than pray to eat. So in this case is, we're better off to eat and then you can pray like a mensch, even though to have kavana. Okay, let's do one more halacha. Section, did I say something? Section 6. Let's say you started to eat before dawn, and now all of a sudden dawn comes up. Now all of a sudden it's dawn. Now we said from dawn you can't eat till you daven. So as soon as dawn comes up, you have to stop, interrupt your meal.
So this is for Shabbos too?
This is talking about not in the exceptional cases that we use, as which would be for every time. Especially Shabbos, because the longer davening we're hungry, but we do it actually every morning. We drink at least, you know, coffee and even some mezonos before the davening, because we want to daven every day. It's important to daven. But here we're talking not about the exceptional case. We're talking about normally in the people who are healthy, they don't need to eat in order to feel have kavana, so it is prohibited to eat from the time of Alois HaShachar. So he says, if you started to eat before, you must interrupt your meal. Now, and it's also, I would assume that since you have been eating beforehand, you can't even have that excuse that you're still hungry, because you've just been eating. So take a break, and you know, he's eaten and interrupt, you can't eat anymore, because he's already eaten already, he's probably satisfied already, so he can have kavana already, so you don't have to, so you must stop. But this is unlike v'afal pisha b'tfilas ha-mincha in tzorich la-hafsik. But although when we talk about the mincha prayer, if you had your meal before the time of mincha and you started the meal, you don't have to interrupt when Mincha comes around to stop. But here we're telling you to stop because now it's time to daven before Eidim. So he says, Mikol Mokoyim, Hoy Kan, in our case is different. Hoy Uvi Yisur Achila Koyim Matfilo, since the prohibition of eating before the davening, Hismichu Chachomim Aloysa Seshe B'Toyro. The Chachomim leaned it on a prohibition of the Torah, Shul Loysoich La'adam, Tzorich Lehasik Afil Yisqo B'Heter, you need to interrupt even though you have started out in a permissible way. So, basically, the reason why we need to stop in the other places to not the meal is because we're afraid if you're going to continue the meal, you might forget, you're not going to daven altogether. But if you started when you permitted, then you don't have to stop, you know, at that point. But when it comes to, this opinion holds, when it comes to chakras, it's more than just you're going to forget to daven and you might, it's because the verse says don't eat before you prayed for your blood. So therefore, you know, it's not literally, but it's lean the chacham, so it's more stringent. That's one opinion. B'yesh oimrim, there's no other sage, ein tzorich lafzik l'tfila, afil yizchol b'isur, ela l'kriyas shema bilvat, shimin ha-toyra tzorich lafzik, im hizchol b'isur. The other opinion that says no, that for prayer, you don't have to interrupt, even if you started when it was prohibited. So let's say you started to eat after the shachar, you don't have to stop. The only time you have to stop is for the reading of the Shema, which is a Torah obligation, because the davening is only from the rabbis. So a Torah obligation, like the Shema, over there you have to stop. So over there, if you started to eat before you did the Shema, you have to interrupt. And then you would read the Shema without the blessings. So, minimally, you do the Shema itself. So if you have to, before you eat, before anything, do the Shema. Because the Shema, you do it without its blessings. So you fulfill your Torah obligation. Because minimally, you need to just read the words. The blessing that we do after by the Shema around in the davening, during the davening. So just do the Shema by itself. The blessings are from the rabbis, from Divrei Sofrim, the words of the scribes, which means that's okay if you don't have to interrupt for that. And you don't have to say the Shema with the blessings, but you can just say the Shema. And so what is the ruling? I said, V'ikir kesvara rishayna. The main thing is like the first opinion that says that you do have to interrupt, even if you started while it was permissible. But if you already benched and now you're just drinking, you know, then according to everybody you must stop because you already had your meal. The question is whether you have to interrupt or not interrupt. So the second opinion is much more lenient, the first opinion is more strict. But after you benched already, after your meal, then and you're just drinking now, so you can't drink, and you have to interrupt according to all opinions. The way we do it is for this reason, for the Shema. So that's what we do. The first thing in the morning, before we eat, like on Shabbos morning, we do the Shema. So we'll do the three portions of the Shema. On Shabbos, we'll do the three portions of the Shema, which is the Shema, Vahoya, and Vayomer. And then we'll eat because we need the food, but the Shema we can say food. The Shema we can say first. So that's the usual practice. Some actually have the practice, and there's various different traditions, but some have the practice to put on tefillin, the first thing they want to say the Shema with the tefillin. That's before the davening. So they put on the tefillin, and they say the Shema, and then they take off the tefillin, then they eat. And they go back to shul, and then they put on the regular tefillin and do the regular davening. So, but because they also want to put on tefillin before they eat anything. So, before davening, it's actually Chabad tradition to make sure they eat something. Not to be stringent, not to eat. That was the tradition. But before, but first to do the Shema. And, or also to put on the tefillin before you have anything. Alright? Then don't eat. But in Chabad, we make sure that we need to eat. I mean, it's just
just because the rabbis allow, we don't want to be more religious than the rabbis, so we make sure to read. Doesn't seem like